Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the podcast, The Attic. Here comes that Jersey crew, the cast from New Jersey, The Attic. Hang out with me for 30 minutes and enjoy the vibe. Come on, let's get ready for the show.
Let me introduce to you the cast of The Attic. Of course, you have myself, co-producer, my oldest brother, The Messenger. I have my younger brother and sisters. Rounding out this family cast, we have guest contributors Nurse Carmen, Sister Tippy, and OG. The podcast, The Attic, wants to be a part of your podcast library. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio or Facebook. Become a part of the podcast, The Attic.
Family affair. That's what it is. It's a family affair. And how's my family doing tonight?
Yeah, all right.
I'm good, my brother.
Everybody good? I guess Messenger might stop too. But hey, here go. This is it's funny. I took family affair and updated it just a little bit. And it's funny that the cast tonight, minus the Messenger, hey, that's the original Attic. So let's go at it on The Attic. Hey,
okay.
let's jump right into a little controversial, shit that and remember, Mom listens to the show, so I'm putting that out there. What's it? I'm putting that disclaimer out every show, so you get caught up in some fuck yous, man. I don't want to know nothing about it. But, I'm just saying, because I'm putting it out there. they got a new strain of this virus coming out, and I'm sure this ain't going to be the last new strain of this virus. But the question tonight I'm going to start the show off with is, because of the new strain, or not even because of the new strain, have you decided to take the vaccine, or have you changed your mind on the vaccine? And as always, I'm going to start off by putting my opinion out there first. I'm just not mentally prepared to take this vaccine right now. I don't feel comfortable, even though who's who in society has already taken it. So, just keeping it 100, if it was some bullshit, enough real people going to be gone already. So those of us that are left, it ain't going to matter. But I just don't feel comfortable taking it.
What about it makes you not comfortable?
Because you know what makes me not comfortable is it started under that bullshit administration. It started from there. And from what I'm understanding is now, and again, you know what? It might be, I got to have like a paradigm shift in learning, because I'm learned to think that it takes years to come up with a vaccine. We can't just do that shit within a year. There's too many other deadly diseases that are still here that vaccines have not been found for. So when this pops up, it just came up kind of quick. So that kind of took me off my happy place. Does that make sense?
And it does. But how would you feel if you knew that this was something that was already in the making? They had been working on it in terms of the strand of it anyway, from my understanding. Well, I know they named it Warp Speed, but it was something that had already kind of been, they had been working on it due to other viruses that had been out prior to COVID-19?
They were working on it. But see, now let me just say, warp speed was just the delivery method. Yeah, warp speed wasn't so much about the actually finding a vaccine. Warp speed operation.
I understand, but I'm saying that's what kind of turned a lot of people off too. The fact that they were naming it, you know, that they were going to do it in warp speed.
Yeah.
That's what I'm referring to. That kind of bothered people as well.
Man, that didn't bother me. I mean, you want to, if I was comfortable with the government. Now, let me just say this. And I don't give I almost stepped out there. I don't give a gosh darn how anybody feels about what I'm about to say. But if this virus had come up under Obama administration, I probably wouldn't be as reluctant to take it. And let me say this to you. I understand Obama nor 45 had any hands-on dealings with finding a cure. So I'm not complimenting that to either one. I'm just simply saying I think that the mentality and the sincerity of getting shit done under Obama was a lot different than with Trump. So when I say that, and that ain't got shit to do with Obama being my dog, because he is. But and my dog took the shot, but I told him, I'm going to be over here. I'm going to wait for you over here, dog. No, I can't watch this. I'm not ready to walk with you right now. Yeah, he took the shot, but I'm not ready to take it. How do you feel about it?
Well, I mean, I think the reason why they just, you know, they had people like Obama and Fauci and, you know, a whole lot of others taking it was just to kind of put, the American people's mind at ease to show you that that it was, in fact, you know, legitimate and, you know, it was, you know, something that had been studied and tested and it was pretty thorough. And if not, these people would not be taking it. So, I mean, I think that's what that was all about.
Now, let me say this, though. And again, this is how, like, paranoid my government has me right now. I would not be hard to object if somebody said all the Obamas and people, the Faucis, if they took a different medicine, not the one that they're giving. You know what I'm saying? I'm just simply saying if somebody told me that, I wouldn't object to it hard. That's how much I have. That's how little faith I really have in this government to do shit the right way.
Well, when Trump
saying,
was in the
house. You're saying you wouldn't be surprised if they took something different?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
exactly.
You got to remember when Trump was in the hospital, they gave him like steroids and all. They shot him up with a couple of like a cocktail. They just didn't give him no one or two shots.
Well, the question was asked of Fauci in a press conference, exactly which vaccine did he take? And I believe he said he took the Moderna. Yeah, the Moderna, if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Yeah, because
anyway,
they were making that sound like Madea.
Yeah, he took that one. That's the because there's two, the Pfizer and the Moderna, and that's the one that Fauci took, the Moderna.
Okay, but I'm just simply saying, I mean, everybody just take the same thing. Again, I really do believe, again, because I don't have any trust in this federal, in our government. Wait a minute, yesterday, but I'm going to fix that in a minute. Yesterday, well, not yesterday, during the Trump era, I didn't have any confidence. So I don't think that it would be past this government to say, listen, even Obama, especially Obama, listen, I need you to take this shot. Hey, we're going to give you a little different blend that everybody, but if you take it, everybody else will take it. I'm not saying that happened. I'm just saying if somebody said that, I wouldn't be against it. I wouldn't find it hard to believe. So again, I don't feel comfortable taking it right now. And then I'm also hoping that, because I'm sure, I'm not the only one not feeling comfortable. So I'm hoping that enough people feel comfortable so that if enough people are vaccinated by osmosis, it's still going to dramatically slow down the spread of the disease, not by osmosis, but by a natural attrition, so to speak. it's going to slow down the spread of disease. And I'm hoping it'll slow it down enough that maybe a year or two have gone by since you've taken those doses and you don't have a third leg. Then I'll go ahead and take that vaccine also.
But the problem, my brother, is a lot of people, especially people of color, are, you know, apprehensive about taking the vaccine for whatever reasons. And a lot of them, you know, are not properly educated about it, or they just have their fears. You know, a lot of them remember the Tuskegee experiment,
yeah,
or, you know, or they just, or, you know, they just have their concerns about it. The fact that they feel, you know, it just, they came up with it too quickly, not understanding that this was something that had been underway for quite a while. But nevertheless, I hear what you're saying, but with that being said, if everybody thinks that way and they don't, in fact, get this vaccine, and then you still have those who are not wearing their mask either because they feel like their rights are being infringed upon, we're never going to get rid of this virus.
Now let me say this, though, okay? I try to do the masks and the gloves and the washing of the hand. I ain't just throwing the shit to the wind. I'm taking those precautionary steps that seem to be the best method practice. I'm still doing that, but again, I just don't feel comfortable taking the vaccine.
Actually, they're saying now with this new strain, you might want to double up on your mask.
Right. Yeah. In fact, they were saying, what is it, the N9, N95, whatever it is, is the only real good mask that's out there. Everything else is just some bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, I heard about, you know, doubling up on the mask as well. But, again, if you have, you still have those people, especially a lot of the, I guess I don't really want to say Republicans.
Trump or MAGA.
There are a lot of people that feel like they don't want to wear masks because, they feel like you're infringing on their rights, and they don't want to wear masks. And so with that thought process or that state of mind like that, and then you have to go about getting this vaccine, well, if that's the case, it's going to be a while before we can get this thing under control if everybody's thinking that way, is what I'm saying.
And again, I might be 100% wrong, but people that I know are getting the vaccine. And again, I don't knock anybody. I won't discourage anybody. I won't do a show, hey, this is why I'm not taking the vaccine. No, I just personally, it's a personal choice that I'm making right now. And we'll see. And let me tell you something. If in time, I understand, even if the vaccine don't cure you, but it don't put some extra shit on you, I would still take it then. Okay.
Right.
I just don't think they know yet.
So you just need more time, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's
you just
what
want
I
mean,
really.
You want some more time.
I really do.
Okay.
Unless some shit came out that said I had to take it, then I want to fight it. But you know, right now, last time somebody told me I had to do some shit, I was in the military, and I'm retired from that, so I can't see that being told to me anymore.
Well, from my understanding, I think right now it's just, you know, for the essential workers, like frontline people,
right,
anybody in that healthcare, field, or, you know, to our seniors or anybody that has a, that's at a high risk category. But I'm thinking probably by spring, it should be starting to be offered to, you know, to everybody else at that point.
Well, I heard my mayor say he trying to do a, if he get his hands on it, he trying to do a first come for, you know what I'm saying? First come, first serve.
Who is this?
He ain't trying.
Well, the Mayor Patterson?
Yeah.
See, now let me say this to you. What's wrong with that?
Nothing, because, you know, you got different places, you know, CVS,
once again, so we get a million bottles in. We find out that this – now, again, I know this sounds just too much like right, and ain't nobody going to do this shit, but we got a million bottles in. we take the total number of people or places that's going to be doing vaccinations and split that shit up with them, and boom, now first come, first serve. But what's going to happen is, again, if you're in the Patterson area, if you up, you know, depending on where you live, I don't know, is East 40th Street still a good place to live in Patterson?
No, it's pretty much like everywhere else.
They lost that, man? Really? Okay. I was getting ready to say, depending on what section of Patterson you're in, there's going to be more medicine given. See, and again, that just goes to show, like we talked about on the show last week, after the theft of this shit, because shit is still missing. But now they come to find out that, I hate to keep going backwards, but the name of this show is New Beginnings with Old Shit. So it wasn't so much that medicine was being stolen. The new committee said, yo, them niggas ain't had no records for shit.
No, they didn't. No, they did not. They didn't have the proper data for stuff
and
or anything.
Didn't some of these places run out of the vaccine?
Yeah,
well,
because
and then there's that. They're finding out that they don't have
a lot of the vaccines
available like the way they said they were going to have.
Yeah, Trump them said that they were sending, you know, here and there, they didn't get it.
Well, New York is you know, they're in need of, you know, a mass quantity of it, and they don't have it. A lot of states need it, you know,
people that are
willing to get it, but they just don't have it.
Yeah. First of all, now once again, depending on who you want to believe, the niggas that was in office or the niggas that's in office right now, they said, you know, they don't know how many what volume they had. So it's impossible. So what was happening was the old administration was saying we have 500,000, but really we probably had about 50. So they shipping shit out. You're supposed to get 100,000, but you're getting 1,000, and they just counting that as a shipment. But they said there's no records. There's no, you can't trace shit. There's no nothing, man. But
it's a mess.
But the new committee is in order, and again, the attack or the approach is more like the U.S. should have been doing. So I'm sure we're going to probably go through one or two more vaccines. But by the time we get to the one that really works, we're going to have expedited distribution of that vaccine down to a science. And I know that might sound crazy, but trust me, the Moderna and the Pfizer right now, that's going to be a prototype A. By the time they get to the shit that really one shot or maybe two shots and you're going to be protected forever, by the time we do that, we're going to be able to immunize mass quantities relatively seamless because we're going to have it perfected by then. Because we don't have
it.
Biden's press conference today, he talked about wanting to have herd immunity by this summer, by July. That's if everybody gets the vaccine and, you know, and they wear their mask and social distance and do all of that.
Yeah, but again, that's based on they believe that they got the right vaccine. Now, based on what they have right now, I understand that, but that's going to change. I'm just telling you that the first draw of that vaccine, that's not going to be the one that really does it. Now, it may slow it down, but this is going to be prototype A. And maybe the next two or three iterations that come out is going to be the one that knocks that vaccine out you, man. But anyway, let me just say this, though, because we talked about Biden, and I didn't want to get there, but we're going there. I heard that man do a Buy America speech today. And, yo, I mean, for the first time, and I'm serious, man, in a long damn time, I felt like, you know what, we could beat this shit, man. We could beat the corona. We could beat the racism. And all that came from just listening to that man talk about how we're going to reinvest back in America. So I'm telling you, I'm very excited about what it is that this new administration is going to do for the nation. And I think once them motherfuckers that – oh, shit. Whoa, excuse me, Mom. I think that once them – damn. Sidebar. when I curse on the radio now, that reminds me of when I came home from basic training from the Marine Corps Paris Island. When I came home from boot camp, we were sitting at the table, and I was like, "Yo, mom, would you pass me the fucking salt?" Hey, pop, I did. Would you pass me the because in the Marines, everything is fuck this, fuck that. So I'm sitting there like, "Would you pass me the fucking salt?" And I just seen mommy start crying and shit, because you know how people think you send your baby to the Marine, he gonna come back, he gonna be special. And I looked at him and I was like, "What's the matter?" And when she told me what I had there, I'm sitting here like, "Damn!" And just as clear as day, I could hear myself saying it, but I didn't give a thought about it, man. So I'm trying to be conscious now, mommy. I'm working on it, mom.
Well, you know what you say to make it better? Charge it to your head and not your heart.
Yeah, that's that old
that's
primitive.
That's what you say to make right? it better. That's what you got to say to make it and make it all better.
That's that old primitive.
That's what you say.
One more thing before you switch up. Don't you think it's kind of funny now? They got a pill out that lowers your HIV. What do you want to call it? HIV, what, blood count or whatever that is, till it's undetectable?
I saw a commercial
now,
about
saying.
That, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now they came out with that to as you, you know, if you are tested, and you had it, it would show up that you don't have it. But now we're dealing with this corona, and we're dealing with two strains. It's kind of just like when the AIDS came out. You had different varieties of AIDS, HIV, or the strain.
Well,
conspiracy,
you think it's a conspiracy
now, too? No, it's a conspiracy.
So you had the one type of AIDS from the drug needles. Then you had another type of aid because you made some different decisions.
No. It's just that the AIDS, when people mix, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When people screw and mix, that you get different strains of that stuff. And you got to get different types of medication because it's a new strain out.
Well,
now all them people that passed back in the day from that, now would be the time that they would want to be around because, see, now it's like, I'm not going to say they cured it, but it looks like they almost healed it.
Well, see, we almost
did. You can live with it. You can live with it now.
Yeah.
So
look how long it took them to do that. How long do you think it's going to take them to get this right?
But
you remember
when AIDS
first came out, they did the same thing with this. You know, we got to get on this. We got to find out, you know, a cure.
It was a different approach because, see, AIDS came out. There was certain shit that you had to do to get AIDS that society frowned on. This is not COVID.
Right.
You could be walking.
Right.
COVID
is affecting everybody. This is touching everybody. Oh,
see, that was the same thing, too. Yeah, it started off, if you want to call it that, in the gay community. But I'm pretty sure you can probably go back further than that. And if people were to be tested, kind of find out, guess what? They had AIDS, too. Because what were the causes back then? If you had pneumonia, that was related to AIDS.
Well,
if you had a cold,
that
was related
to AIDS. That's what people used to say when they didn't want to say they had it. They would say
something. They're going to research this some more, and they're going to get it right. They got a head start on getting it right. But let me sidebar here again to a question that me and Baby Bro was talking about earlier in the week.
Well, you mean last week? Is this the beginning of the week?
Yeah, last week or whatever. This is the kind of shit that I hear from my baby brother. He sends me a text. It tells me if a man went to jail and was in fact, you tell it, baby bro. How does shit go?
Well, no, just the question was if a man was serving life in prison and he had a heart attack and he died, but they brought him back, do you think he should be let go? Because that's like time served.
Well,
so you're saying
they didn't give him double life.
Because he
they
died initially.
Yeah.
So because he died initially, he served his time.
Exactly. And they brought him back. Actually, I got another question, too. Do you think Magic Johnson wasted a great porn name on basketball? Anybody? 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 Hello?
Yeah. Wait a minute. I want to go back. I want to go back to the man that died in jail, man. Cause that could raise some legal questions, man.
Yeah.
If you got life and you died, but you came back.
They brought you back, yeah.
Yeah, that's some old Jon Snow, Game of Thrones type shit, man. But I would think that if you went through that, they would let you go. Now, you ain't going nowhere.
How is it when you get sentenced, sometimes they give you like life in concurrent terms and stuff like that?
That's to make sure if something like that happened and you do come back, you still got to serve that time. They ain't trying to give you no wiggle room to get out of that.
None
I mean,
because
you have heard of that term. You have heard of that term,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, triple
okay.
life or whatever. So now in a case
yeah,
like that,
right.
Just imagine you had a heart attack, right? They brought you back, and they take you to the judge, and now he tell you you still got double life.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
it.
You die two more times, then you good.
Yeah.
And you can
then
come
you
back,
good.
Then you good.
Yeah, you pull this shit off two more times, and you a free man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, they probably let you go that second time. Don't bring him back.
Hey, but listen, it just wouldn't be the attic without some kind of a mention to the outgoing president. So I wanted to make sure we didn't have a lot of time left. But do you think that the Democrats gonna go get that ass or what? I think they're getting scared.
I think they're being set up.
No, I think they're being nervous about not having Republican support. But fuck
that's
it,
what
man.
I'm saying. Mitch McConnell, Mitch McConnell's
okay.
acting like he down with it, but I think he's setting them up. I keep telling
you,
he's not even acting like that anymore. He's telling you straight up now what he's not going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not acting like he's down with it anymore. He's telling you straight up. That he's going to block and obstruct, and he's not acting anymore.
Here's my
thing. Still scared of that base.
Yeah, but here's my thing. I don't give a damn about that. You know what? I'm bringing those articles of impeachment, and any of you people, senators, who don't vote to go with that, then you have to answer to your goddamn constituents, man. I'm sorry. I'm not going to pull that
absolutely.
Back.
Let me tell you, you got to remember, most of their constituents are who?
I don't give a shit about that. Listen to this, though.
And neither do they. That's why they still
in the building.
And I'm going
to tell all those lawyer-ass senators, guess what? You get ready to pull some damn double shifts. Don't you talk to me about we can't do a goddamn impeachment while still voting and to fill the president's cabinet. You know what? You're going to have to work long-ass hours, man, for the years that you didn't have to work long hours.
Listen, the American people who work, some American people work two and three jobs. You mean to tell me they can't do they can't do both of these things?
They can, but hello, these are the Republicans. They're trying to keep Donald Trump base and also keep them people from walking up on them out there in the public now.
Let me tell you
something. Yeah, but we're in control right now. We got the authority.
We got
to
understand
that. While Mitch had it. All the while Mitch had it, he did what he wanted to do.
Yeah, but see, that's why I said you got to watch out for Slick Mitch. He talk out of both sides
damn
of his mouth.
I don't need you, Mitch. You know what? If
right.
you other Republicans won't get behind me, even if every Democrat and some Republicans, what is it, they need 72 or some shit? Even if we don't get it, we going after it. That's what it is, right? Even if they don't get it, we going after that shit, man.
But here's
my only concern is I know Biden wants to do this whole kumbaya thing. You know, he wants it to be
a
bipartisan. But at some point, they have to understand that if they continue down that road, he's going to have the same outcome that Obama had, which nothing will get done.
And that's their plan.
So at some point, this is why Biden and his administration need to understand that there's a limit to that. You know, I mean, I understand really, you want to, yeah. I understand that's what you want to do, but that's not the reality of it.
That
and
is
I,
the reality.
And I do believe that that's what's going to, I think that's what's going to happen, too. They just, they, you know, they trying to do it the right way, which the Democrats is always going to do, try to do it the right way.
That's my point right there.
Biden's going to come to understand that it can't be done the right way. And between Nancy and, because Nancy got both of them wrapped around her finger. Nancy
yeah.
going to have Schumer get rid of the filibuster, and then they're going to do some stuff.
Yeah, because, I mean, you only got 2 years to make it happen, because after
we,
that, you know,
yeah.
you don't know
and
how
you know
long
what?
You're going to have the control.
And I'm going to tell my Democratic senators, guess what? You need to go ahead, when you go home, next time you go home, when you fly your ass out of Washington and go where you rest, bring back a picture of your family, because let me explain something to you. You're going to have your ass here more times than you're not here, because we got work to do, and for the first 2 years, you might want to quit. Because all that old, no, hell no, we're going to be working 6 days a week. I don't give a shit about, you a lawyer, learn to regulate your time. But you're going to write some
bills.
Yeah,
you know how their time is regulated? 2 hours doing work of the people, and the other 8 hours fundraising.
Campaigning, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah,
yeah,
we know that. Now, right now, guess what? You're going to, instead of fundraising right now, you're going to go to work to show the Democratic Nation what you all about. Now, again, yeah, we taking a risk, because if they really don't care, then, you know, we all going to pay for that at the ballots. But I'm betting they care. And I'm saying, again,
well,
I'm sorry.
Half of these companies have dropped them because of their behavior with this capital.
Yeah.
The way the whole capital situation was handled.
When you go home, you bring back a picture of your wife and your husband and your kids and even some pictures of the neighborhood, because your ass is not going to be there for a while. I'm sorry. It's not happening right now. You're gonna represent the people who voted your ass in, and if that means you're going to be working some 10-hour days every day, then that's what you're going to do. Because I'm sorry.
I agree.
Schumer, you need to go ahead and put together a schedule from 8 to 1, we doing this, and from 1 to 5, we doing this. Until you get it done. Because all I know is this. They got Amy Coney Barrett, whatever her name is. What did they got her put up in front of the Senate in a robe in, what, 9 days? Don't you tell
record
me
record time. They did it in record time.
Don't you tell me nothing can't be done. I don't want to hear that shit if I have control of the power. See, Democrats got to understand, you got to flex that power for the right thing, just like the Republicans reflex that shit to back up Donald Trump foolishness. And
right,
if you don't
right.
do that, then we're never going to move ahead. Damn,
and people
ain't
going to
vote.
Right, they're not going to vote to put you. They're not going to vote to put you back in power if you don't do what you say you're going to do.
Because right now is the
well,
time.
That's only that's only Democrats, though. You know that?
Yeah.
Democrats, if they don't do what they're supposed to do to people,
they
vote them right
out. Yeah.
Republicans,
yeah.
Republicans, you here to stay. You decide you want to quit.
But that's changing, though. As Georgia just let us know, that's changing. It's slow, but it's changing. And I think now, that's what has the Republican base so confused right now. You want to walk away. But again, they think Trump base is actually bigger than what it really is. So they can't risk losing that base, because if they don't hold on to that base, there is no other base. They can't go anywhere else. There is no.
Well, I mean, there's talks about Trump starting another base.
Part,
it's going to be called the Patriots.
The Patriots, yeah. All right.
Which as far as a Democrat is concerned, that's great. Because that's going to split the votes up between the Republicans and the so-called Patriots if he does start that.
But watch this, though. Now, Mitch McConnell, what you going to do? Now, all you Republicans, you got a choice now. Again, if you're going to support Donald Trump with the Patriot Act, then you got to let go of what you got right now. In order for you to let go, you got to make some tough decisions, man.
Yeah, Michael Steele, he's the he used to be the RNC chairman, black guy.
Yeah, he was a knucklehead.
He was a Democrat. No, I like him now, man. He done changed since.
Oh,
I do,
yeah,
too.
Now,
I like him.
Yeah,
I like him also. I like him now, too. I like
him
now,
too.
Yeah,
he was a
he used to piss me off. But he told the Democrat.
A lot of them are now. You know, have left the Republican side and came over here. A lot of the Lincoln people that work in the Lincoln Project, they used to be Republicans. A lot
of
them.
Yeah, but now,
and they're no longer.
Now they're just independents. Yeah, they're just independents now.
Yeah,
right.
They ain't still all the way out.
Right.
But Michael still told the Democrats, "You're getting punked. Y'all getting punked. Y'all letting McConnell act like he got power and he ain't got no power."
Exactly. That's what, again, because they don't understand, again, understand all that shit that Mitch McConnell did for the last 4 years. Guess what? You can do that now, Schumer. Pull them.
No, but the thing is, they got to go by the book.
Yeah, well, you know what? But you can still go by the book and flex some shit. Because don't get me wrong, Mitch McConnell and the whole Republicans, they tap dancing on the book, but they're not really far over the line. Now, 45.
Oh, yeah, well. Like, yeah, I said, so, Mitch know how to use that.
Yeah, that's, again, they just some bitches, man. That's the only word I could think
of. Really,
yeah, well, you
is,
know
yeah.
what?
Yeah.
I will say this about Nancy. Nancy do what she got to do.
Yeah, Nancy got fight. Nancy got teeth. Yeah, she got bite.
She does what she has to do.
Yeah, but you know.
But see, once
Nancy,
again,
yeah,
that's the thing.
But you
with
know,
the Republic-
I want you to know this, though. Well, part of the reason Nancy doing what she got to do, because she know if she don't, my girl going to move her ass out the way.
Stacey?
No,
yeah,
AOC.
AOC.
Yeah, sure, I can change that saddle.
Oh.
That's close enough. Yeah.
All right, okay, Cortez.
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, there
that
you go. Nah, that'll work.
Okay,
my friends call her
okay.
AOC, bro.
Oh, okay, I didn't know.
Yeah. And I see now, what's her name, Huckabee? She's going to be running for governor. Running for governor now of Arkansas. And they're saying that Ivanka is going to run for senator of Florida because she's going to she's trying to get rid of Rubio.
She doesn't like it.
It's going to be interesting.
Hey, listen, we started off with nothing to talk about, and we went way over our time limit. But, hey, I thank the podcast audience for hanging out with us tonight. Looked like a 30-minute show turned into about a 45-minute show, but I thank you. And when it's good, it's good. So let's say good night, folks, and we'll get right back on this job on Monday. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Folks.
Good night, John Boy.
I told you we don't play that.